Hello, listeners. Today, my guest is Alison Sandy, who has joined us this morning for our Link breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good to see you again. Now, you were also, we were also together a couple of weeks ago because we had our mother-daughter breakfast and you were a panelist there as well. So thank you for connecting back with your school.
Look, I love doing this because, seriously, Loretto was the foundation of where I formed the foundation of where I am today, and I was able to develop confidence that I never had before, and even just this know-how, you know, knowing that, you know, if I put my mind to things that I could achieve them. So I am willing to always give back.
So what was wonderful today is that we're reconnecting with past pupils of Loretto. Some of the people who were at the breakfast were recent graduates who could talk to their university experience and their transition from high school into either whichever pathway they were following. But one of the messages from the, let's say, the older graduates amongst the group was the notion that your career path can take quite a few twists and turns. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, I mean, in some respects, I was one of those students who had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do. And speaking with some of the girls at the table, I could see them, you know, each way bet with their electors which subjects they were doing, just thinking, oh, I better take a science or I better take a maths. I mean, obviously you have to take maths, but there are subjects that I took, especially accounting, which was so not me, you know. It was just accounting's for organised, neat people. Not me. So anyway, so that was a real experience. And I think when I realised after my first year of uni I wanted to do journalism, I was set on that path. And that was, I knew that it was for me. But that's not to say that I won't diversify and go into something else. I've got friends of mine in journalism. One of them is the head of media at the AFP. Another one is the IT, the head of IT, or when I say head of IT, the national IT editor at News Corp, so she does. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's just so diverse. Others go into sport management, you know, do the media for the Broncos, or, you know, it's just huge. So there's a lot of careers that journalism can platform into. In fact, when I was when I started my degree, they said only 5% of us would actually become journalists. And that's true. It's a very competitive industry. And, you know, one of the girls at my table, she said that she wanted to do fashion. Fashion's a very particular, I mean, talk about competitive, that's probably for girls the most competitive because there's just not as many jobs in that area. But it's just about standing out. It's about making sure that if you want something, you can do it. No matter how few jobs there are, you can do it. But you have to, you know, do what it takes. And, you know, for me that meant doing work experience all over the country in four different states and, you know, getting out there and meeting people, networking. That was certainly a common theme. Mm-hmm. Networking, developing your contacts, making the effort to see people face to face, not just on the phone, not just email. So all those different things really make a difference. And I think there were some definite patterns in the achievements of each of the ladies that were there today with me.
I'm just wondering how much you think self-efficacy plays into accomplishments like that, real belief that you could always do it, you know, because I relate to that idea. There's only so many jobs in this industry and so many jobs in that. But if that is your passion, how do you cut through that?
It's absolutely not, your self-belief is all you need. You don't need other people reassuring you. In fact, you shouldn't be looking for reassurance from other people. All you have to do is know that you want it. One of the things I wanted to do was become a foreign correspondent, and I still could be if I wanted to, but by the time I had thought to myself I had enough experience to do it, I was then face with the family and things like that. And I really didn't want to raise a family in a war-torn country, which is obviously where a lot of these foreign correspondents are. But I spoke with Peter Greste, who you would probably know, who was locked up in Egypt for years and years. Not that I really would like that, but the fact is he just basically did a little bit of experience in Australia, and then he just, without a job, just went overseas and you know, set himself up, you know, got the tools that he needed to be able to start reporting his own stuff, and then got linked into the BBC, and it went from there. And I guess, you know, it's about making it happen. And mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you try something and it doesn't work out, because it still leads you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. So it's the accumulation of your life experiences that really speak to your career. How do you make your career decisions, like when you get to that juncture?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly moved around a lot. I found that moving around a lot was the only way you could get a pay rise. So I went all over the shop, you know, South Australia and Victoria, and yeah, just doing different jobs in those fields. I mean, at that stage, I knew that I really enjoyed politics. So I did political, I was a political correspondent at the Sunday Mail in Adelaide. Speaking of things that you do that was just a bit different, I joined Rotary mm-hmm. at a very young age, mm-hmm. back when they'd only just let women in. And so I networked that way, and I got this cracker story one time when Amanda Vanstone came to speak, where she didn't realise a journalist was there, because, you know, that wasn't really, you know, what journalist you would join Rotary. And here I was, and I got this cracker story about, you know, when they were, after 9/11, when they were introducing plastic, you know, utensils and everything, and she was complaining that what's the point of that? You could just get an HB pencil and stab someone in the temple. And it was just this great yarn that went front page of everywhere in Australia. And yeah, and so it's just about, you know, really wanting it, and you will make it happen. I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, when I was at school, and I think of myself as those girls sort of sitting in front there and in my uniform and everything, I remember thinking I would have loved to have somebody speak to me like we're doing, like we were doing today, just telling us that it is possible, because it just seems so.
There we go. That's it. That's all we have time for. Thanks, Alison.
Thank you.